London before Christmas, before the first time of Christmas, it may be in the subject, very powerful thing. Anywhere in India. If he was killed, he must be wealthy. He was so wealthy. Daily, he has every that at least 1 lakh of cows with beautiful cows. So much milk in their paws, very beautiful. Horns decorated with golden cups and hooks, silver or decoration. On the back, so golden cloth. And with the darshana something, donation for his house. He used to donate to Brahmins and ladies. So at that time, there was no scarcity of milk anywhere. We have heard that in India at that time, rivers of milk were flowing here and there. Daily he used to do like this. Never felt in his whole life. One day, he was buying some cow to dinner. New cow, very beautiful cow. He bought a very beautiful cow, good cow, also much milk in him. And when he began to donate lakhs of cow to Brahmin, one Brahmin came running to him and told that, "O king, what are you doing? For in these cows, my one of the cows to whom you donated me so many years before, she ran away from my house. And anyhow, you have now told from anyone that thing. So please give me, return back my cow. Otherwise, I will curse you." In the meantime, from home he has taken cow. He told that, "Oh, this is my cow. I cannot give it to you." Both were complaining to him. "This is my cow, it should be returned to me," and he was telling that, "Oh, this is my cow." So there was much quarrel between them. Vivek Maharaj told that, "You know that I have donated it to you. So, this was my cow, but I donated to you. You see, you should think that, oh, I'm..."
"Because so much things are left, no problem."
"No problem, because he has donated it to me. So, my story. अरे हमको कृतज्ञ होना चाहिए, grateful to me. So I want that I should give you some money, proper money, and you should take buy and go. No, I want this very much. Then he told that you can select any cow more better than me, and you should be satisfied. Any of the cow. No, I will do. I'm giving you thousands of cows. Return to the great dinner. But it's all whole lakhs cows you can take and be satisfied. No, I cannot take. I will only take that little cow. And then he called next Brahmin. You should be satisfied. Anyhow, I've given you money for this cow. But you should be satisfied. No, I want this very cow. I will not take any cow. Any price, anything. So he tried his level best to satisfy two Brahmins. And they had so many taken so much donation from the king, yet they were not satisfied. And they bowed off to the branches to Nirmala. You should be Girgit.
Leisure.
It means leisure. You know leisure? A kind of animal. Sometimes he can change his color.
Chameleon.
Sometimes he will be like, oh, or very yellow. Sometimes black. Sometimes reddish. Sometimes black. And sometimes green like this. So, you should be that. And thousands of years, you should be in a well, suffering so much. Why they told? Because sometimes people, yes, yes, and said, no, no, changing color. You can see me. So, he was caught. And he became that. He was in a big well. And he was so long and wide that whole well was covered inside by that. He tried his level best to come out of world, but he could not. Now it became the upper view, in the last of the upper view. Thousands and thousands years he was there. He cannot move, but he was suffering so much. Then, Krishna pastime was to be last, to be ended. Oh, so many princes, like Sam and Rudra, Padumna, so many boys, they were playing. And in playing they came to that well. They had some thirst. They wanted some water. So they went there and saw that whether there is well or not. They saw that whole well is covered with a of an animal. And what animal is that? They had medicine. At once they tried some part to pull him out of the well, but they couldn't. At once someone went to Krishna and told, Baba, Baba, very wonderful thing. Oh, nearby, well, there was a plane and saw that the animal is there. And he cannot come out. Can you please come and see? Krishna came and he saw that, oh, this animal is there. Remember his past activity, and at once he gave his work to the nearby in the well and touched the head of that animal. At once he left the body. Anyhow, Krishna pulled it out and he was now dead. And very beautiful. Demi God came out. He was Nariga in his original state at that time. Like it is very beautiful. Krishna to show the voice so that he did parikrama of Krishna. And holding how and he was doing some prayer. Krishna told that, who are you? And why you were in this well? He told that, oh, thousands of years before I was a very big thing. Donating daily left that cow, very beautiful. And one day, two Brahmins were quarreled for a cow. I wanted to give or left the cow instead of one. So much money, but they were not satisfied. And at that time they forced me to give that animal. What animal?
Chameleon.
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 So I was, for thousands of years I was suffering for this. But kindly you came and took me from the well and I am liberated. And thus we prayed and went back. Why this? Why it became that Krishna came and touched by his lotus feet? There was something he has done, very good thing. What? He was donating all the cows. But one day a Brahmin came, a high class of Brahmin, prayed him, requested him to give a Bhagavat to me. I want to read Bhagavat. At that time there was no press, nothing. Anyone can have any book by writing. You can also ask that before the pastimes of Krishna, how, where it was Bhagavat that he wanted. Also many Kali Yuga Dwapar Kritas has been done. There are so many examples that before the pastimes of Krishna there was Bhagavat. So not that that after this past time of Krishna just wrote. It is coincidental. So anyhow, a copy was done and given to them. And by this donation, oh, he has fortunate to have the lotus feet of Krishna. Why I told this is this? Why? Indrajum Maharaj built a, built a great temple like?
Jagannathpuri.
No, you know? He built it. Left and left. What?
Golden
palm. Golden palm for this and he made it. And he established Jagannath Baladev Subhadra there. He has seen also Madhav. Madhav in Vaikuntha. And he established Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and he introduced all these things that what is going on in it. But what became of him? Can you think? He built so much big temple, introduced everything of Jagannath, what is going on, all festivals, everything. He also told, oh, Jagannath, give me a boon that I should have no children, nothing, no heirs, that will, they will tell that, oh, this is my property. And he has so much bones from him that your this family will do this to his family. But what really became of him? Can you think? What? Insulting.
What?
He has some bhakti. He may go to Vaikuntha. But nothing more. He could not go to Braja and to serve her. Had he? He never knew that I am established to Braja means Vrindavan. He never thought anything about that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come and he will think so many boats here. Nothing. Simply that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always came, Raghunath Das came. There, he used to go to Jagannath temple. Mahaprabhu used to go to Jagannath temple and they used to take the son of Brajanandan Shyam Sundar. Where are their abodes? In Vrindavan. There are mandirs, there are gopis. We cannot even have a fortunate to think all these things. So only Tanpuru will not do. Only Vigrapatisha will not do to go to Braj. Or they can go. What became of Hindu? Even he touched the feet of Krishna. What became? Like this or he can go to Vaikuntha? He can come, it may be that in Dwarka Linga, any dog, any boy, anyone, yeah. But he cannot touch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so generous and kind to come and to inspire us for what thing? Only brother. Any Braja pastime, Malli Vati, Manjari mood, Gopi mood, and among Gopi, Malli Vati. Anarpitkarim Kila, Kurunyam, Kurunyam. Samarpai Kumunnatas Galasang Sabakti Siyam, Harihapurat Sundar Jyotika Damta Sankita, Sadaridaya Sandare Sivatni. Oh, this is very valuable thing that I have brought to give you. Swamiji also wanted to give you this, but you neglected. Even today you are neglecting. What I am coming to give you, I want to give. And you want that, oh Maharaj, solve our problems with him. Oh, what? God's friend and? Please do this. I am telling her, forget all these things. World is all problems, not only that. World is problems, money making, everything. I brought such a valuable thing to give you, but you are neglecting. Oh, Prabhu Maharaj, I don't want. I want that some money should come and we can give to you here and there. Going, making so many old drama, playing here, there, all. We are satisfied on this. We don't want to go to Vaikuntha. We want to be here. We are satisfied by this life of peace and all. Only you should help us. What? We can make some money and be with you, making many years there. Why? Because we cannot chant more than 6 times. Even now 3 times, 4 times. We cannot give our energy so much. Because we are engaged. Even not like in your ego. Even not like Indra-Dhyumna. So if you are like Raghunath Das Krishna, 99, all this. Along with when Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave him in the hands of Sarup Dhamma. And he totally followed Sarup Dhamma. And after then, he came to Vrindavan. Rup Sanatana Goswami abode in Radhapur. And always chanting, remembering what? The past times of Radha and Krishna in Radha. And praying what? Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi. Najvami Swayapina Iti Vigyaya Radhe Tanmay Mam Charan. Adabhyo Stav Vina Bhagat. Nanyat Kadat Samet Nadeshi Jati Shakhaya Te Namo Namo Samo 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 Samo. What is the meaning? You?
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Srimati Radharani in his prayer called Vilapakus Manjari. Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi. 3 times he's saying, I am yours, I am yours, I am yours, I am only yours. Please remember this and give me shelter at your lotus feet. Najivami Tambina. If you don't give me this, then there's no purpose in maintaining my life. This, Srila Gurudev is explaining, is the standard of praying, that if you don't give me this, I won't be able to maintain my life, and there's no purpose in my life. I'm not interested in money making or family or anything, only interested in serving you. This is the mood of the Paliyadasi, or unpaid maidservant of Krishna, of Radharani, that if I don't get her remnant, I'm not interested in taking anything from anywhere else. I only want her service and her remnant. The other prayer, Padabjayo Tavavinad Varadasyameva. Here, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying very, very high prayer, that I'm only praying to you for your service. I don't want anything else. I don't want the service of Krishna. Mm. I don't want to be a nayaka, a heroine who has a direct loving relationship with Krishna. I'm not interested in being a sakhi like Lalita and Vishakha, that also serves you and also directly serves Krishna. That sakhi ras, I put on my head and offer all obeisances to that, but my real desire is that I want to relish being your dasi, and whatever mood you experience in your service to Krishna, whether it's separation, unhappiness, happiness, defeat, or victory in relation to Krishna, I want to feel that also, vicariously, whatever you feel. If you're defeated in some game with Krishna, then I will also feel that my whole life is defeated. If Krishna is feeling separation from you, and you're victorious in that, and you are controlling him, then that will be a success, just to take your remnants of your mood.
You don't realize all this. I know that it is very hard. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. He knew it is very hard. Very hard to have. Very rare person is. But even if in the whole world only one person is qualified for this, and he has grief now by hearing of the class. If a grief came in his heart, oh my, this is object and I do. In the bhava bhava, then our Krishna is done, even one time. Very hard, very rare person of Krishna. But even if twice, even so hampering our also bhajan, something is
no obstacle. No, no.
Yes, giving up our bhajan. You are coming here, there only for this, but a great maker. Why you are coming? Oh, because of Guru Parampara line they have done. If you are not going, obeying them, what is it? They will be up to subject to Guru Dev. We have to go over Guru Dev. So we are doing. But even you are not, you have no, a great little to do like that. What can we do? Try to do. Like Raghunath Das Goswami. He gave himself his whole energy, everything. As Mahaprabhu wanted, Swarup Damodar wanted, Goswami. That time I will go just today and we will out of this room, so many problems and so many things. But anyhow you could try. It is. Go, come out, and what is this time? Today you should come positively at 5. And do some kirtan and then at 5 I must come. And this is our last class. In the world. Then we will proceed for Birmingham and from there to Holland and then to our destination in the world. Now. Mahamantra.
वैष्णव का वंश परंपरा का कोई महत्व नहीं। किसी भी वंश में कैसे भी वो आ सकते हैं, चाहे वो हिंदू हो, मुसलमान हो, हिंदू